In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Great Lent. And in this Sunday, which is known as the Sunday of the Paralyzed Man, the Church put in front of us this story of this paralyzed man who had an infirmity 38 years. And our Lord Jesus Christ went to him and asked him this question: do you want to be made well? And the rest of the story, all of you know by heart. But I would like to mention some points. The first point is that which characterizes the writing or the Gospel of St. John. St. John has his own mystical touches. And that's why he said to us or mentioned here that this man, which was lying beside the pool, and the gate was named the Sheep Gate. And some may imagine or think that it is just mentioning the name of the gate. It is just a name. But as I said to you, St. John has his mystical or his own mystical touches. This sheep gate, it was the gate through which the sheep, which were prepared for being sacrificed or to be offered as sacrifices, these sheep go through this gate. And it is amazing for all of us to know that our Lord Jesus Christ used to enter Jerusalem through this gate, through this specific gate, the sheep gate. And the mentioning here by St. John that it is the sheep gate is not occasionally, is not mentioning, just mentioning the name of the gate. But he was, as he is pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ, as he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Because as I have said to you, this was the gate through which all the sheep which were to be offered as sacrifices go through this gate. And our Lord Jesus Christ used to go because he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is one point. The other point which I would like to mention to you, that it is not only the story of this man as a sign or a miracle, but this miserable man represents the humanity. He represents the humanity which was cast down, exiled. The humanity in its weakness, slavery, disability. The humanity which was rejected, despised, with no hope and no helper. He represents the human state or the humanity after being exiled from the paradise of joy. How this humanity was disabled, weak, and subjected to the bondage, bondage of the enemy, bondage of the death. This man represents this humanity, this miserable humanity. But as all of us know that God have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through his holy prophets, as Abuna says in the liturgy. And so, along the history, God sent so many prophets, not only prophets, as St. Paul said, God spoke to the fathers at various times and in various ways through the prophets. And as Abuna says in the liturgy, you have given me the law for help. He gave the man, he gave him the law. He gave him prophets. And I can say not only this, but he gave him from time to see and to enjoy the support of the angels. And I will mention to you just one or two examples. But unfortunately, all these angels and the Lord and even the prophets, all of them were unable to save man from his miserable state, to restore man to his first state. All these, the Lord, the prophets, and even the angels, all of them were unable to save man from this. And there is a very need for the advent of Christ the King as he came this day to this miserable man. When I said to you, I will give you examples, I will remind you and activate your memory for this blessed dream that our father James or Jacob saw. He saw a dream, and in this dream there was a ladder, and this ladder was set up on the earth and it stopped, reached to the heaven. A very amazing view, not only a ladder from the earth or the earth to heaven, but also there were angels ascending and descending on this ladder. Not only angel, but the Lord himself was in the top of the ladder. And this was actually a very important sign that the Lord, who stood on the top of the ladder, will descend, will come, will incarnate, will visit us himself, not only to visit us through his holy prophets, but he himself intended and planned to come by himself to make redemption and to save the human being. So, this was an example. There were angels ascending and descending. Not only this, but I will remind you by the story of Daniel, who was thrown or who was casted into the den of lions. And all of you remember what happened and what Daniel said, but by himself. What did he say? He said, "My Lord sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me." an angel came and shut the mouth of the lion. But unfortunately, this angel could not save Daniel from the real den, from the horrible den, from the huge den that is the Hades, that is the death. And actually, the situation was in need for a savior to come and save humanity. All these were just a shining light, and illuminations in the darkness or the dark state of the human being and the miserable status of the human being. These were only just shining every now and then, but never could save man from Hades, from this, from the fear of this itself. And so, it is amazing to say to you that when our Lord Jesus Christ saw this man and asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" the sick man answered this question. And I will say it, I will have a comment on this question later. But what did this man answer? He answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool. I have no man." And I will say to you now, not only this miserable man who said this, but God himself said this. God in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59 and verse 16. And you will go back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, to see the same word said by the Lord himself. He saw that there was no man, and wonder that there was no intercessor. رأى أنه ليس إنسان وتحير من أنه ليس شفيع. God himself said this. He saw that there was no man and wonder that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him. خلصت ذراعه لنفسه. And his righteousness, it sustained him. وعدده هو بره. So God himself saw that there was no man. Not only this man who said this statement, but God himself said this. So he intended in himself to come by himself. And as Abuna say in the liturgy, neither an angel, nor an archangel, neither a prophet, nor a patriarch have you entrusted for our salvation, but you, without a change, were incarnated and became man, resembled us in everything except in sin alone. So this summarizes, this man summarizes the status, the miserable state of the humanity before the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how it was necessary for him, our God himself, to come to save, to restore man to his first state, to release man and to release the humanity from its bondage. to release us from the bondage of the sin, from the bondage of uncleanliness, from the bondage of death and the fear of death. And as our Lord Jesus Christ said by himself, what did he say? He said that, most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commit sin is a slave of sin. And so the Son of God came by himself to liberate us, to make us free. Therefore, if the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. He came by himself to set you and to set me free, free from sin. And as I would say in the absolution, Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving life, suffering, who has broken every bond of sin. Now, the question is still I will put to you. It is now not the question to this miserable man. It is the question to me and to you. What is this question? It is the same question. Do you want to be made well? Our Lord Jesus Christ asks you now, do you want to be made well? Because he will not make you well against your will. You have to will. You have to accept. He will not give you forgiveness of sins except you yourself accept this. And so he asks everyone. He asks everyone now, do you want to be made well? He will not give you the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, the eternal life. It is prepared and he is ready to give it to you. But you have to accept. You have to agree. You have to come to him. And if you will not come to him, he will come to you and ask you the same question. Do you want to be made well? And if you accept, he will not release you from your sin only. He will not forgive only your sins, but he will grant you to be a children of God. He will grant you to be a children of God. He will make you a temple, and the Holy Spirit will dwell in you. Amazing. He granted us more than we deserve, more than we ask, more than we need. We need just a cure. He gave us sonship, and that's why St. John said this statement. And in his letter, first letter, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. انظروا آيات محبة أعطانا الآب, that we should be called children of God. أحبائي, غير ما طول وإن كنت طولت, لكن الحالة بتاعت الرجل دوت هي حالة بشرية عجزة, مهانة, ذليلة, مطروحة قبل المسيح. ده حال البشرية. وحالة كل نفس ما تعرفتش على المسيح. والمسيح يجي لهذه النفس وجه لهذه البشرية عشان يحررها, عشان يديها حرية ويحرر من الخطية ويقطع كل رباطات الخطية وينزع الخوف. عشان كده يقول ايه؟ يقول اذ قد تشارك الاولاد في اللحم والدم. اشترك هو أيضا فيهما لكي يبيد بالموت ذاك الذي له سلطان الموت ويعتق أولئك الذين خوفا من الموت كانوا كل حياتهم تحت العبودية. المسيح جاي يحرر، مش ممكن يجي يحرر بهذه القوة وبعدين إحنا نقول له عجبانة حياة العبودية. المسيح جاي يفك من عبودية الخطية، المسيح جاي يحرر، بس مش هيحرر عنوة ولا غصب عنك، هيسألك الأول أتريد أن تبرأ، وعليك أنك تجاوب. ربنا يديكوا نعمة وبركة، له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، آمين.